Hello, it is October 1st, 2022, and we have three cards today. We have the Devil, Death, and the Nine of Wands. Whatever didn't kill you made you stronger, so don't give up is the message or even advice of this little lineup today. An olden time name for this card of the Suit of Fire, Sagittarius, Leo, Aries, is the Lord of Great Strength. In the face of great trials and tribulations, and life's challenges in general, the lone warrior of the Nine of Wands or Clubs remains defiant and determined. He or she has been through it. There is a bandage around his or her head, a war wound. I've heard this card called the Last Mile, the Wounded Warrior card. The Devil and Death, numbers 15 and 13 of the Major Arcana, are in the past and present positions. The Nine of Wands has their guard up in the form of a makeshift wall or fence of eight tall, straight, thick branches. Or clubs. The wounded warrior, battle-scarred and battered, holds one ready to use as a weapon. The Devil in the past position is negative, toxic, and dark energy, and that is the best place for him or her, of course. We have Death in the center today. But it is October, and there are skulls and skeletons and bats and devils all over the place. But these are major arcana, and when they show up together, it's more often than not no Halloween joke. Far from it. The Devil is best known as temptation, of course. Addictions and obsessions are all the domain of the Devil, who may very well be of the major arcana, but today, never mind followed by the Death card and the Lord of Great Strength, the Devil seems to be no longer a temptation at all, a thing of the past. This could have been a dark and dangerous vice that was hard to kill, but the battle certainly took, or is taking, or will take, a toll. The Nine of Wands in the upcoming position, and in the upright, is inspiring. A card of defiance, downright death-defying. Or, the refuseniks prevail. A person who refuses to follow orders or obey the law, especially as a protest. The Nine of Wands could be one. This term goes back to the Soviet-Russian days and is an appropriate card for the September High Holy Days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or the Jewish New Year. I'm reminded of the refuseniks of the 70s when the Devil of the Tarot of St. Petersburg comes to mind, who is clearly and unapologetically portrayed by the artist Yuri Shakov as the ruthless Russian dictator Joseph Stalin. Take some time for healing. And don't slide back into any of those unhealthy devil things.